For Cecilia, the advantage of piloting her own ship was that her flight plan and her actual destination need have nothing to do with each other. She had discussed with her staff the training schedule for Seniority and Max for the rest of the season and told them she was going to visit Equisite's lab before returning to Rotterdam to check on a new gene sculpting technique only recently applied to horses. Then she filed a flight plan for Rotterdam, knowing that her staff would not comment. Her new planet-to-jump craft allowed her to bypass Zenebra's crowded station. She expected Pater to check on her flight plan and her jump vector. Fine. Let him check. The exit vector for Rotterdam actually led to the first intermediate jump point, and from there she could route to Castle Rock easily. She spared a moment to thank Harris for suggesting that she get a license and learn to pilot her own craft. Pounce had more speed than her old yacht, as well as the ability to land on planet. She was past the orbital station now, following the beacons out to the system's jump point. Two uneventful transits after leaving Zenebra, Cecilia was in Castle Rock's near space, confirming that Miranda was still on planet and still in residence in the old palace. When she called, the staff person who answered reported that Miranda would indeed be willing to see her. Cecilia made her shuttle reservation while waiting for the station tug to bump her gently into the docking harness. The paperwork necessary to clear the Rockhouse Major Dockmaster and Customs seemed to take forever. But she made her shuttle with a few minutes to spare. She saw no one she knew on Rockhouse Major, and no one familiar on the down shuttle. That suited her. She was in no mood to talk to any of her acquaintances. But when she came out of the shuttleport entryway looking for a hire car, she saw one of the long black official cars with the familiar seal on the doors, and the driver clearly recognized her.
Lady Cecilia?
Yes?
Lady Miranda sent us for you. Your luggage?
In the dump. Cecilia handed over the ID strip. The driver nodded to his second, who took the strip and went off toward the dumps. Belatedly, Cecilia wondered if she should make sure of their identity and authorization. Harris, she thought, would be scolding her, if Harris were here. But the driver was now holding out a flat packet.
Lady Miranda wanted you to have this first.
Cecilia opened it. A flat pick of the driver and assistant, and a note from Miranda.
You may not be worried, but we have learned we must all take precautions. I look forward to seeing you.
In minutes, the assistant was back with Cecilia's few pieces of luggage, all marked with the striped tape that meant they'd passed customs. Cecilia got into the car and wondered, as it shot forward into traffic, if they were taking the same route Bunny had followed the day he was killed. She didn't ask.
The Serrano Legacy, Change of Command, is continued on the next CD.